from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You are a new temple in the Lord. He dwells within you. He brings you faith, forgiveness, and salvation. The dwelling place of the Lord is within you. He is our strength, our light for our path, and the giver of glory forever and ever. Jesus, you see, is the new temple. The glory of God dwells within him, and he gives it to you. Long ago, as Moses was leading the people of God through that Exodus out of Egypt, the glory of the Lord moved right along with them through the wilderness. His glory shone as a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day, so that the people knew that God's great glory was with them. God's glory was most visible over the Ark of the Covenant and the Tabernacle. God had promised to lead his church in all of her travels. Then after the chief priest took possession of the Ark of the Covenant in that land of the milk and honey, and they built that first grand temple in Jerusalem, and the glory of the Lord then dwelt in his holy temple. But God's glory wouldn't stay there very long. The prophet Ezekiel saw the glory of the Lord leave that temple. And that was very shortly after it had been, very shortly before it was destroyed. The prophet would then see God's glory in exile while they were all away in exile in Babylon. And when the Jews returned to Jerusalem, they rebuilt this magnificent temple, very ornate, beautiful. But the glory of the Lord was not there. But yet, God still made a promise to his people that one day he would fill his holy temple with an even greater glory. And we know how this story ends, don't we? That glory came to dwell in Jesus Christ, God's own Son. So enter now the gospel reading for today. After 8 days since his birth, Jesus was brought into the temple to present him as was required under the law. Now, the King of Glory enters into his temple. Imagine that, as Mary and Joseph brought that infant Jesus into the temple, the glory re-entered the temple. And he came into that temple not to reign supreme only within those walls of some ornate man-made temple, but he came to reside within you and I. Because, well, we are his greatest creation. Here in our sanctuary last Wednesday evening, a very similar event took place, right? By water and the word of God, a small child was baptized. The Holy Spirit came upon young Zoe, and all her sins had been forgiven her. And the glory of the Lord shone ever so greatly upon her. The same thing happened to you when you were baptized. Zoe's parents brought her here not long after her birth, as was the custom in Jesus' time, and she received the purification of her soul. She was, that little baby Zoe, she was presented, if you will. She was. She was presented in the church. Just as many of you were by your parents. But what was the sacrifice young Zoe's parents made, as was required by the law? Mary and Joseph took either two turtle doves or two pigeons, which was the least of all that you could do to make a sacrifice. What was paid for you? Nothing. Nothing. It was free. And you know why, don't you? Jesus paid that price by his sacrifice on the cross, being the purest of the pure, being true God and true man, perfect in every way. Willingly, he went to the cross to die for you. By his death, God now looks at you with pleasing eyes, not of scorn or casting his wrath angrily upon you, wretched sinner that you are, but he was lovingly and warmly, with outstretched arms, tenderly lifting you to his breast to comfort you. And he lets you know how much he loves you, how he will care for you all the days of your life. And for most of us, it happened right here in the church, at the baptismal font. This promise that God has made was fulfilled right there. Now, I have a wonderful ability to come in here mostly 6, sometimes 7 days a week, which is great. I don't mind. But when I walk in, either way, I have to walk in front of those glass windows back there, and I look in here at this church, into this sanctuary. Keeps getting prettier and prettier every time I do. Love it. Love being here. But of course, this building was built by human hands, guided, of course, by the Lord himself. But what takes place within these walls? That's what's glorious. God's word is heard among his people. The holy sacraments are administered according to the word of God. Preaching, confession, and absolution. Maybe even a fellowship goes on now and then. That's not a cue that you can start doing it right now. But the glory of the Lord shines ever so brightly in everything that we do as believers, as children of God. Today in St. Luke, he offers us Jesus' coming into the temple to display the fulfillment of God's promise, surrounded by the faithfulness of Jesus' parents to earnestly follow the law, as had been written in the Torah. Any good Jew knew that they had to do this, and so they did. But also present was the devout and righteous man named Simeon, and the prophetess Anna. The significance of this moment in time is replayed Sunday after Sunday here in God's holy church. Oh, it's also every Wednesday night. But then it's also every Monday, Tuesday. It's always any day of the week, whether here in this sanctuary or in your hearts and minds. But strategically vital for us is the example of praise these older folks give the glory of the Lord and in the infant Jesus, as we do so now in the resurrection, resurrected and ascended Jesus Christ. We gather here this morning to praise our Lord in thanksgiving and prayer, and we share in the bounty of his glory in his dear son's body and blood. There's a contemporary musician named Michael W. Smith. Maybe you've heard of him. I listen to him a lot. But he sings this one song. It's called Let It Ring. And in this song, he asks God to, quote, open the floodgates of heaven and let your glory rain down on us. as God's glory does rain down upon us ever so abundantly, it's our duty and it's our desire to praise Him who created us and takes care of us every single day. So therefore, we bless God for Jesus. It's no coincidence, you know, that the song Simeon sang after seeing his Lord is the same song we sing after receiving Holy Communion. You and I, here in the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, believe in the true presence of Jesus Christ in, with, and under this bread and this wine upon the altar. He's actually here. But that's good, because here in just a few moments, we are going to partake of our salvation. We will see God's glory here in His temple. How wonderful can that be? It's awesome. We get to touch, taste, and feel His very presence. Yeah, we're going to see our salvation. We will see Him who has rescued us from sin, death, and the devil. We will see Him who will take these physical, perishable bodies and create us again anew, imperishable and in an everlasting body that can never die again. A body that's going to be joined with our spiritual bodies to walk in the kingdom of heaven. Both Simeon and Anna received a wonderful gift from God that day in the temple. They received a freedom to be the dear children of God, just how God had created us to be. We share the very same gifts of God, each of us. We too share in the freedom given us by Jesus' dying the death that we deserved upon that cross. Seeing Christ in His physical, glorified, given, and shed body and blood, we have been released from the bondage of sin. Satan no longer has a grasp upon us, and death cannot contain us. Here, in this time of ours, the Lord will let you depart in peace, His peace. His word has made this ever so clear to me and you. Our eyes have certainly seen His salvation, repeatedly coming here to church and partaking in the lifting of our hearts and minds to Christ our Messiah. The bountiful blessings of God ring true among the people that are gathered here. His light has become a wonderful revelation of His glory that dwells within inside of each of you. Do, Lord, let it rain. Let Your glory generously cover us, that we too may see You among us. Increase our faith. Forgive us our sins. Take away from us all doubt as we partake this day of Your dear Son's very own body and blood. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.